Hello and welcome to Parking Thought. I'm Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. You know, on this show, and as you listeners have known and watchers over on YouTube, one of the things you guys have noticed is that we like to take our regular things in life and look for the positive attributes in them. And it's really pretty cool. It takes practice, it takes work, but when you start living your life that way, where you can see things in a positive light, even if they're difficult things or things you don't want to deal with, life gets better. And it's a lot of fun. And the regular activities have lessons in them. And while I'm still not perfect, and my family still thinks I'm a grouchy old gruff in a lot of ways, one of the things that does happen is I am able to have more positive moments in my day because I do try to look at the regular experiences I've had and be grateful for them. So we have this saying at work. A couple of the guys I work with, they tell us that this time of year when you're working on getting your grass out and trying to make it look nice and have all that put together, they like to say that if you want to get rid of the weeds, the goal shouldn't be to get rid of the weeds. It should be to plant more good grass, have more good grass. How do you encourage more good grass to grow? And, you know, that's a really powerful philosophy, right? If you're not taking care of what you're trying to get to, then it will never happen. And so, you know, when you look at the goals you have in life, if you're not doing at least one thing to work towards a goal, you know, there's goals and aspirations, right? Aspirations are oftentimes those ideals and ideas that you have that would be great to happen, but not really something you want to put the effort in. A goal you put the effort into. You know, so if I wanted to learn the piano, right, what's one thing I could do during the day to be able to do that? And going back to the yard metaphor and analogy, we've got our yard and it's springtime and we had a lot of dandelions. And so the first steps we did in taking care of our yard were to make sure that we were feeding the good grass that we wanted to grow, right? So we made sure we fed that and we used a type of fertilizer that should diminish the amount of weeds that have the potential to grow, but we had several weeds that had already taken root. We had dandelions. Our front yard looked like a dandelion farm, and that wasn't exactly what we wanted to have happen. So, you know, push came to shove, and it was time to take care of it. My wife got things started. I thought it was hopeless. I didn't know what to do. I was only thinking in the mindset of doing it with chemicals. And then my wife grabbed our weeder, you know, this little tool that's about yay long or so, and she goes out to the front yard and she just starts pulling out weeds. And, you know, by the time she was done, because she needed an outlet, she needed some outside time, she needed some sunlight time, by the time she was done with doing that work, it took her 25, 30 minutes, you could notice a difference. Now, they weren't all gone. They were far from being all gone, but you can notice a difference. She spent enough time where you could see a difference in what she had done. So then what about the next step? Well, the next step was to get more people doing it. So every family member did 20 minutes a day. And after about 3 days, the dandelions were gone. There are no more dandelions in our front yard. And we fed the grass that we want to grow. And it's growing and it looks good. And so a lot of times when we take the time to do yard work and look and interact with the natural structure of things in our lives, we can learn some really valuable lessons. And there's some great lessons here. One of them is you don't have to do it alone. You know, you can share. And I really enjoyed going outside and pulling the dandelions. It was a break from some of the stress I was dealing with work. And being able to go out and just kind of have something where at the end of it, I could see I'd made a difference. Because a lot of times when you work at the level I do, you end up doing a lot of things, but you don't always see the difference they make right away, because a lot of the differences you make are with people. And people sometimes take longer to change. And that's fine. You know, that's just the natural way of things. And usually the roles like the one I have, you are staffed with people who've been patient enough to notice, you know, and what that change cycle looks like. So pulling weeds is one of those things I liked because I could see the immediate change I was doing. So what sort of things do you have as your goal? Do you want to be happier? Do you want to be more grateful? And what's one thing you can do? Again, you don't have to get all the weeds out at once, but what's one thing that's not making you happy that you can remove? Maybe it's just an attitude change. Maybe it's just a way you wake up in the morning. Try hacking your wake-up cycle so you can start the day happy. What would that look like? Would it look like going to sleep earlier, waking up a little earlier? Maybe waking up and taking a walk right away. But some part of how you live your life can get pulled out, right? You can remove a weed and make it look a lot better and continue to grow what you want to become. So that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for all the folks that have subscribed to us on Twitter and YouTube. Really appreciate you guys being here. And we do like to have a few things we say at the end. If you like this episode, please share it with somebody else that you know. If you want to like and subscribe, you can do that. Subscribe links are ready and curated for you over at parkingthought.com. And at the end of every episode, we offer a challenge. We challenge our audience to remember in a world where you could choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?